88.1 FM, WELH, Providence, Rhode Island, and on the web at bsrlive.com. I'm Nadav. This is Phoning It In. And in our ever-expanding quest to hit all 48 contiguous states and every member of the European Union, now is David Ivar Hermandoun from Paris, France. I'm really excited about this. Hey, David.
Hi, man. So, should I start now?
Yep, it's all yours.
Okay. David Hermandoun. This song is Sheer Wonder, Baby. And they were lost in the mist, and they didn't have time to see what I could see, and it hurt me. And they were driving around with the stereo on, and there was nothing on the air to relieve me. And you were sitting in the back, and in the mirror I could see that you were pointing your guns towards me. But I knew from the start that your heart was mine, though you were too sick a person to marry me. Sheer wonder, baby. Sheer wonder, baby. Sheer wonder, baby. Sheer wonder, baby. And I think you worry too much about the zombies and the dead and the men of no faith around me. And all the gigantic creatures that you're drawing for me, I believe that you saw them really. And in Providence, Rhode Island, there's a college radio, and they are playing the songs that you've written for me. And for every bagel that you have without me, there is a needle in the doll that you've knitted for me. And all the places that I love so well, why did I have to take you there? Because now they make me sick to my stomach.
Sounding great.
Cool. You want another one?
Please.
So how long does it last? Like, should I sing for three songs or?
Yeah, you can sing for as many as you want because you've got half an hour.
Okay. So I sing another one. I just wrote this song, named it Taken Back to New York City. My name is David Hermandoun. Heart is on the East Coast, and his heart is very pretty. She's the one he loves the most. Take him back to New York City. I never thought that one could love anyone for that long, I admit it. But now she's all that he can think of. Take him back to New York City. There's things that didn't work out with her, and it's a fucking pity. They could have been so good together. Take him back to New York City. He wants to walk along the river and check out the graffiti. Their names have been sprayed over. Take him back to New York City. He wants to walk along the river. What a sound. He's very gritty. He wants to stay with her forever. Take him back to New York City. Of day, he needs her like that, but time takes it. He's gone blind without her anyway. Take him back to New York City, and let's not be naive about what's wrong in American society. We just want to live where she lives. Take him back to New York City. And he would sure miss his friends. And his job there would sure be shitty. But here his life makes no sense. Take him back to New York City. And it's not where they shot Vertigo. And it's not even where they shot E.T. But it's still where he wants to go. Take him back to New York City. Such a stupid stupidity. Take him back to his heart. Take him back to New York City. Okay, and maybe I'll sing another song with the same chords. My name's David Hermandun. This song is I Like You Like Girls Like Horses. And well, I dreamed about you last night again. You had your hair pulled back in a ponytail. And you looked skinnier in the dream than I actually remember. But your eyes were the same as when I saw you in December. Well, I guess it's the letter that you sent by mail. It had been kind of a while since you sneaked into my brain. But I was happy to see you show up even without notice. Because I like you like girls like horses. I like you like girls like horses. I like you like girls like horses. It seemed like we were at some kind of a game, or at a show maybe, anyway, some kind of big place. And your lips were moving and I couldn't hear a sound. It wasn't like you to act shy, I found. But I could decipher from the smile on your face that you were scared that I wouldn't love you the same as I used to. But baby, let me tell you the way it is. I just like you like girls like horses. I like you like girls like horses. And I remember driving in my parents' car with my siblings and my sister were sitting at the window. And whenever we would pass a horse in a field, she would beg my father to stop and then my father would yell. And what it is with horses and girls, I don't know, but I know what I feel for you from afar. And no matter how hard I'm trying to change this, I just like you like girls like horses. I like you like girls like horses. And it was a room with bunk beds in a Danish motel. It was rainy in the town, it was ugly. Diane said I could choose whichever bed I wanted, and I chose the bottom one, which is lucky I did, because soon after clock fell asleep on a bath. Well, I took out the letter that you wrote from the book in my knapsack, you know, the one where you say that you need me madly. And then I dreamed about you again, and I fell. And on the Danish floor infested with fleas, I just liked you like girls like horses. I like you like girls like horses. I like you like girls like horses, horses, horses. Maybe I could sing another new song that I wrote. meant to want you like the most at the laundromat. Then I put up a sign for my place to rent, and I found this little restaurant to take you out. Then I called your number at home and said I couldn't tell you on the telephone what it was all about. Said I'd pick you up at 8, and I promised I wouldn't make you wait. You said, let me doubt it. Said I got scared through the TV news that they would come to get the Jews like they've always done. What if we come to the place where they'll be calling out the rain? You know it wouldn't be long. And you said, David, you're delirious, and you look like you're being serious. This is no fun. Did I truly believe that it's time for me to live before they do me wrong? Takes a few people to set fire to a temple. Don't blame it on the country. Where are you gonna go to? And no one here will bother you. You still have me. I said, don't you understand that they could start it all again? Can't you? I wanted you to prove to me that you were ready to move for me, baby.
Maybe I will sing a last one. I have all those new songs I just wrote, and I just want to sing them.
I was craving for having you the very minute when I first kissed you, and right then I forgot to be shy. And in this story that you wrote for me, you mentioned that you had somebody when you met me, but you didn't name the guy. And you needed to see clearly if life was really going from him to me, and if it was the right time for you. Well, I took you by the arm and told you there is no time, and waiting is a stupid thing to do. And if Russian scares you, I'm afraid that we wouldn't feel the same, and I will let you go before you dump my ass. And in the meantime, in the living room, my roommate was having an afternoon dance party with a girl from Texas. And you yelled at them from the bed with words I didn't understand, and I took it as if you were crazy. He was playing sort of quiet, but loud enough to feel the beat, a song Beyoncé sung for Jay-Z. And I wondered if I could love you, I wondered if I would be true to you, and I wondered if you would make me better. And in the silence that you coaxed, and as naked you were raising your hand to reach my yellow sweater, I knew that I could hold you, and then I knew that I could trust you, and that you know Portuguese, and that it is fun. Well, the door banged like a gunshot, and the Austin girl took off with my roommate for a walk in the sun. Let me smell your hair and take me by the hand, and then I swear I won't be lame or treat you bad. And if I can't put a face or a name on the man that you were living with, I know that it's sad. And well, you tell me there is really nothing that I should try to learn about you that I don't already know. And it was cold in my room as the lights dimmed and the planets and the comets were starting to glow.
Could you hear it okay?
Yeah, I could.
Cool.
Yeah, could I finagle one more out of you?
What?
Could I ask for another one?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
Okay. I could sing. I guess you can't really play covers or anything.
You could.
I could?
Yeah.
It's okay, you don't have to clear, like, the rights or whatever.
Nope. Whatever okay. You want to do.
I guess I'm going to sing a song from New Morning. I went to see the gypsy to make a small call out.
No, I have to start it again. Sorry.
Went to see the gypsy, stay in a big hotel. Smiled when he saw me coming, and he said, well, well, well. His room was dark and crowded, lights went low and dim. How are you, he said to me, and I said it back to him. I went out in the lobby to make a small call out. A pretty dancing girl was there and she began to shout. Going back to see the gypsy, he would move you to the rear, lift you from your fear, bring you through the mirror. He did it in Las Vegas and he can do it here. I went back to see the gypsy. Outside the lights were shining on a river of tears. I watched it from a distance with the music in my ear. Then I went back to see the gypsy. The gypsy's door was open wide, but the gypsy was gone. And that pretty dancing girl, she could not be found. And I watched the sun come arising from a little Minnesota town. From a little Minnesota town.
I could remember the song.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, man.